We're on the line with Nomusa Imbi, the SA Democratic Teachers Union spokesperson, SATU, as they call it. Nomusa, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good afternoon, Wasanga, and good afternoon to 702 listeners.
So we're looking at a very precarious decision here and reflecting on the possible scrapping of masks. The various stakeholders, I'm sure teachers, parents, and as well as principals of schools are wondering whether or not this is the right move. Is it the right time?
It is indeed worrying. Yes, we are aware that the department says that they would like to allow learners not to wear the mask because they've seen a decrease in the number of infections and decrease in the number of people who are hospitalized and then decrease in the number of people who are dying from COVID-19. However, we are still worried because we are aware that our schools are overcrowded. Mm. And we are still confronted with the issue of social distancing, which is not observed. So if they now say they are going to remove the wearing of masks, mm-hmm. We are afraid or we are worried that this may put learners and teachers at risk because the COVID-19 is still with us. It's not that it is gone. We are still confronted with COVID-19. And masks were, uh-huh. I can say, are the only defense for kids in the classroom because our classrooms are overcrowded. So they are the only defense because we do not have social distancing and we do not have proper ventilation in our classroom.
So the Department of Health has said that before they take a position, they will consult with the health experts to ensure it's time to take off masks. If anything happens, they'll take the blame. He also questioned the department's timing with pupils, or rather this was Thabang Mokoena from the South African student, the Congress of South African Students. He questioned the consultation with health experts. And then secondly, he said that he will lay the blame on them and questioned the timing, saying pupils are more likely to fall ill during winter. Are you also in alignment with his sentiments?
Yes, I mean, in winter, we are aware that in winter, many, you know, there's likely to be a huge problem, more especially when it comes to ventilation. You'll find that, you know, no class would want to have its windows and doors opened in order to allow ventilation. So, and I mean, doors would be closed. The learners would sit more closer to each other because of the cold, uh-huh. And that may cause the COVID-19 to spread.
So with the timing being questioned, it's winter and it's difficult. It's almost scary to differentiate between a normal cold, a cough, or if it's COVID. With that being said, what would be the appropriate timing for the relaxing of masks for you?
I would say, yes, we are aware that, figures are showing that the spread is slower in that few people have been hospitalized and few people are getting infected. But we feel that we are aware, we've been told that there will be other waves and all. We feel that they should do proper forecasts, you know, to say there will be a wave coming and therefore it won't be wise or it will be unwise to take off the mask, you okay. know. We feel such information, such scientific information would help us better to decide whether it is the right time or not.
Thank you so much, Nomusa Imbi, SA Democratic Teachers Union spokesperson, reflecting on the possible scrapping of masks.